There are other things that are in the history of electronic music, which are anticipate a lot of these ideas that, yeah, I mean, go back even to the 60s. I think about somebody like Xenakis, where Yannis Xenakis, the Greek composer, and his use of these like kind of highly formalized mathematical systems that were influenced by kind of ideas of human listening. And then kind of allowing those algorithmic systems to basically generate these extremely kind of incomprehensible, jarring compositions. And this is, you can also speak about somebody like David Tudor, who's doing something similar, or Subotnick. In terms of really like the first person who's using proto-machine listening software, I mean, I would say that it is George Lewis, where it's like a live interactive system where you have kind of machine, which is actively responding to input which is coming out and then changing its behavior based on that. I mean, after Rainbow Family, which is where the first software was developed, he created a system called Voyager, which I believe does start to use kind of more, at least its most current iteration, has some machine listening underlying it. Yeah, so I would say that he's kind of like a major kind of, yeah, he anticipates a lot of the things that we're seeing now with like, Holly Herndon and Empty Set and Jennifer Walsh and all these people. So I guess my answer is that George Lewis really is this kind of like central figure